Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, we've talked a lot today about all that's going on related to this little public spat between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, the richest man in the world. Versus the most powerful man in the world, sort of like a, almost like a Marvel comic. And it's not a joke, though, and it's not fiction. At least some people think it is fiction, but most people think it's not. We talked about the impact on space and SpaceX and a whole bunch of other things, and we want to get a little more perspective from the great David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., and a bunch of other topics. I mean, on any given week, the job numbers would be my first question. On any given week, the legislation would be my first question. China, Putin. I mean, like, we have like five massive stories, but I guess we need to start with Trump and Musk. I mean, tell us what the sort of fallout was on the Capitol and what you think is going to happen.
Well, as you say, I mean, look, up until whatever it was, noon yesterday, sure, all the intrigue is about, you know, the tax bill, Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, I mean, Washington's a political town. It's also a town that loves gossip and intrigue, and this had it all. And everybody sort of breathlessly waited to see the next installment here, and it just kept coming all afternoon, one thing after another. And I mean, if you want to get practical, what does all this mean? Well, you know, is Trump going to pull the $20 billion in contracts? Or actually, more ominously for Republicans, is Musk going to launch his own party, which has he threatened to do, or even campaign against Trump's favorites? I mean, this is a guy who gave, what, $173 million to Republican candidates, yeah, to help elect Republican candidates.
So let me interject right there, David, because I'm wondering, you know, $170 million for a campaign is massive. And it's not massive if you're worth $250 billion, but it's a massive amount. Can you tell me what you think is really behind this? Was he really offended by the bill? Was he really, like, pushed aside? Did he think that the $170 million would get him more than he got? Was it an ROI kind of deal? Like, what do you think was behind this?
I mean, I'm just guessing. I can't get inside his head, okay? And my God, for me to understand what motivates a man worth, what, $500 billion? No, but, okay, that said, with those caveats, I think going back to the $173 million that he gave, $146 million, I think it was, went to elect Trump and the rest of the congressional candidates, I think he wants to be a player. I mean, power motivates people, as you know, especially in this town. And he wanted to do what he did for the first 3-4 months of this year. He wanted to be the person behind the scenes, or not behind the scenes. He wanted to influence policy in his own way. And I think that had a lot to do with it. He can't run for president because he's not a natural-born citizen, but he can wield this power with his money. Okay, so fast forward. What's that mean now? Well, he did have influence. He he, as you see, he dominated Washington talk, Washington policy. But
for 4 months.
Right. But what happened was, first of all, Washington is not a system designed to make one person powerful. I know Donald Trump is trying to challenge that, but that's just not the way our constitutional system works. You got to go through Congress, you got to go through the courts, et cetera, et cetera. This is not Tesla, this isn't SpaceX, this isn't a business. A lot of business people have been frustrated in this town for that reason, because they can't just do things almost at will or report to their board. So for 4 months, he goes along, and there's Congress, 435 people in the House who have to face the voters. And Musk could not handle that. So what happened? Plus, there's some thought that, you know, Trump likes a spotlight, and Musk was getting the credit for a lot of these cuts and a lot of these changes. So, you know, we all sort of said this was coming, and here it is.
Yeah, I don't think anyone credible thought this was going to work out long term. We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. But, you know, when it comes to the actual criticism of the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, I mean, I've said for months and months and months that I really believe that I would be more inclined to sell, you know, benefits cuts or cuts in general if it were to pay down the debt or balance the budget or make some reasonable effort not to add to it. But that's not what's happening, no matter what people say. And I mean, does any of this, whether it's Musk's criticism of the bill or some of the pushback in the Senate, I don't know if Rand Paul is just going to roll over or not. I mean, there are going to be meaningful changes, or is it going to end up passing the way it passed the House?
My guess, having, and again, I'm going through, you know, years and years of watching this kind of stuff. This is so typical of this city. You'll hear all this complaining, and the bill is terrible, and we got to make changes and all this. And I always half joke, I say, come back the week before the next recess, which would be the week before July 4th, you won't miss a thing. Somehow they'll make enough changes so that these people can go home and say, hey, I got this in the bill, or I stripped that out of the bill. Somehow it works. Every now and then it doesn't. But these guys want this tax cut so bad, I think that's, you know, what they'll do. The question is, though, can a lot of these vulnerable Republicans go home and sell these Medicaid cuts? I think that's going to be their problem. If they look like they're starving the poor in order to benefit the rich, that's trouble, and that's the hurdle they've got to overcome.
So, I mean, do you think in the end it's going to pass, bottom line?
At the moment, as of today, June, whatever it is, 5th, yes, I think it is going to pass. When is another question, but yeah, I think something will pass. Again, they want that tax cut too badly. Even if they have to strip that out and make it separate legislation, that will pass.
David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. Go to McClatchyDC.com. You can read everything they've got. When it comes, you know, listen, trade deal is the only one that's been really, you know, announced was the United Kingdom, and supposedly it's not even on paper because the parliament doesn't have it over in England. So,
right.
I mean, you have the conversation with China, and I think he was trying to sort of stroke Xi's ego with that post earlier in the week about how tough he is. But are we any closer to anything?
You know, it sure doesn't look like it. What was he supposed to do, 90 deals in 90 days or something? And as you say, he's done one, and he sort of hasn't done that. Again, you don't know with this guy. I mean, we could find out at 4 o'clock this afternoon he signed 3 deals. I don't think he's so, because frankly, he's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, as other things tonight, but I know. And unless the markets gyrate and suddenly sink again like they did back in April, I'm not sure you're going to see anything anytime soon.
And what sort of position does he leave Zelensky and Ukraine in after this recent, not just the call with Putin, but also what was talked about after?
You know, he doesn't know what to do. Remember, he was going to end the war on day one, then he was going to talk to these guys and all this, and now he's saying let them fight. And I think he realizes that he doesn't. He can't be a peacemaker. I mean, look, it took Jimmy Carter 13 days of seclusion to get a Middle East peace agreement back in 1978. And Carter was a skilled negotiator who understood the Middle East like few presidents ever have. Trump, I think, thought he could use his business deal skills, and maybe he still can, but right now he's frustrated and doesn't know where to turn.
We have a situation where, you know, the job numbers were a little bit better than expected for May. They revised lower for April, unemployment at 4.2. And so I guess the markets are up because they're maybe recession's off the table with these stronger numbers than expected. I don't know. I mean, does any of this change anything?
No. There is some surprise that 139,000 jobs were added, but the key numbers have been inflation. Inflation, I think the personal consumption measure was 2.1% last week, which is right next to what the Fed wants. Now, the markets are a little bewildered as to why these numbers are so good, because all the consumer confidence surveys and consumer spending numbers are terrible. Mm. There's still this sort of latent fear there's a recession on the horizon, but so far, so good. And I think the markets I'm thinking, okay, we'll live with this for the moment. The other thing is, as the budget and tax process rolls along, all these cuts, the thinking it's not going to be as easy as Musk and Trump thought it was.
Yeah.
And this is going to go on and on and on.
Great stuff, David. I mean, it's bananas. I mean, I
oh, my God.
I don't know how you
I'm
handle
telling
it.
You, it was like watching a soap opera yesterday afternoon. It was crazy.
It was a lot, but it's great for the news business, that's for sure.
News and the late-night comics.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.